Lanier is here. We've been talking about a number of construction projects, and there are some. By the way, Allen Road, I know, is open.
It is.
How long did that take?
Too long.
How long is Juliet going to still be
That's a different story.
At least two more years.
I didn't make you, uncomfortable there.
Each two blocks is a different
contract. We're on grant two, and we have a third grant. So,
oh, my.
But so two blocks at a time is kind of the plan.
Right.
And KDOT lets the contract, so we have no control over how long it takes.
And we have a new traffic signal that, you know, got damaged. Well, we have a traffic signal at Juliet Points that was damaged by the windstorm, and the crews were there yesterday laying some temporary signals in place, and I think they're active today. If not, they will be active today.
You know, we've been talking with about a couple of KDOT projects that came into discussion with the County Commission last week about a couple of possible grants for some roundabouts where Highway 24, Tuttle Creek Boulevard, intersects with Sapchild Road, K-113, and with the Tuttle Creek Dam Road, K-13. Mm-hmm. But now it sounds like that's going to become more of a full KDOT project as opposed to having some county involvement in it. We had from yesterday's county commission meeting, and Sam, you were there, but it seems like KDOT's pulled that grant, wanting to make it a full KDOT project as opposed to having some county responsibility in it.
Yeah, well, good.
So those are two very important projects. I know I've been talking about those for a long time.
Right.
When I was with the county. We do have another caller. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus.
You know, we all like to use that Hayes Road up there to get out of the area.
Boy, I can't tell you how much I'd love to see a sidewalk down that.
Well, besides that, just for the drivers. And then on up Casement, it'd be a wonderful opportunity to have a shovel-ready project for that Marlette Bridge over to Putt County so that we get a federal shovel-ready money like we had with Obama doing the bridges over to Topeka and Highway 18 out to past the airport out to I-70. You know, with the what's the latest grant they're looking for? A $1.5 billion for the Marlette on the north side of K-State property, we could sure get that bridge across.
I don't think it was quite anywhere with the B word involved in that, but it was. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
We have a $15 million build grant that we're applying for on the north corridor.
Okay.
Yes, but it's 1.5 was the bid that was the grant that was applied for, and they said that it would be $17 million to do the road and all the work on the north side of K-State property, if you look at the figures.
There's a lot of things that are dancing out there, and, you know, and you bring up the Juliet project, or Julietta Marlette project, you know, that's one that there's going to be a lot of discussion on that for a long time. But Ron, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about or ask you, do you feel like that there's a resurgence of KDOT dollars coming into some municipal projects? Because, you know, especially with some of the roads that we have here, we've got a city that has state roads that are our main arteries.
Right. So in certain categories, I think there are. But, you know, some of our other categories, we're not seeing as much. You know, the legislature really hasn't done the fix they need to in the transportation fund to restore all of its original funding, and so I think that's going to be certainly something that'll be important for the next administration to see where and the next legislature as to see where those priorities are.
And that's one of the things that hasn't necessarily been a big campaign issue.
Right.
They haven't talked about you know, robbing KDOT for a lot of things. I haven't really heard any candidate bring that up, but we still have a full, you know, the
November
general
election.
Yeah. The November election. That may be a hot topic issue.
Yeah, I think maybe more school funding has dominated
that
discussion, and so it's been a lesser, but it's there, and so yeah, we're certainly I appreciate the work that our staff and the county staff and everybody has done. I think we're we are very competitive when we go after state dollars or federal dollars. You know, and KDOT has funds that are federal pass-through dollars that they administer. So if you have those funds, we see those. But we really haven't seen, as the caller indicated, a big stimulus program for shovel-ready projects. We've heard about some, but even still Congress, the build program, they did put more money into it, which was the new name for a previous program that, but it was never anything like when we got K-18. So, but they have added, we haven't really seen that kind of stimulus program in utilities, which would be, you know, we've heard a lot about our failing infrastructure, both our streets and our water and sewer lines, especially on the East Coast. So, but we haven't really seen any programs that are promoting local spending money to match some new funds that might be available to help fix some of that. So
I think that especially, you know, now with that big federal lab coming in, MBAF, that there may be, would that possibly create some renewed interest in some improvements in infrastructurally here?
Well, certainly that's one of the main emphasis for our North Corridor improvements and our master plan and dealing with that, and we're certainly working hard to leverage federal funds to help us with that, as well as KDOT. KDOT's made a commitment, actually, to help us with the Kimball Corridor between Denison and Kimball, or Denison and Tuttle Creek Boulevard on Kimball, so kind of straighten that big curve out, but that money won't be available till 2021, 2022.
Previous caller, Mayor Morse, talked about Hayes Drive also, and that's a key component.
It's been there a long time, and I don't think that's on the drawing board anywhere for Hayes. Never has been, and I think it's a curbless kind of situation. I would say about this bridge to Juniata, I do have some sympathies with Dee McKee's passion for a bridge there, and I have talked, and I think it would be to all the city, county, and county's benefit to do a location study. So if we ever had any money, where would this bridge go? Where is it most economical to put it so that we have, you know, you can speculate. If it's at Marlette, there's a lot of low ground on either side of any bridge. And that would be an issue. And so the question is, do you go further north? What do you do? If there's ever going to be a bridge there, where is it going to go? And I would support those three entities sharing the cost of a study just to figure out where to put it. And then we'll know from then on how much it's going to cost or have estimates. The state legislature, Dee has said that the legislature won't help us because there's no state highway involved. This would be a Juniata East or some other road east out of Pottawatomie County. As Pottawatomie County builds, and I assume we have 7,000 people over there. I mean,
I think that's a safe number to say for
the county. And we have to look after, and we know that Highway 24 is a constricting road. We've all been involved in that traffic at one time or another, and you know, it's heavy and it's not very safe. And we fixed it once upon a time when it was a two-lane, and now it's a four-lane, and we need to tweak it again. We've lived long enough to have to tweak it again. But I think the legislature has to be part of the Highway 24 solution, and I know that they're working with our Public Works Department and the city engineer about some minor things they can do there that will help ease the situation. And then, you know, 10 years from now, it'll be bad again because that's where people are choosing to live. It makes sense. So the federal government, I've understood that the legislature is going to be attempting a new T-Works program, if they call it that, to fund state highways. And this morning on the radio, there was talk about a project to help, because the maintenance even for the state highways has is causing a lot of trouble. So we have to maintain these or we lose them in longer term. So, but I, you know, I don't want to say this, I don't think, but
yeah, maybe you should.
My thinking is, and why should we trust you again? You know, we've had these 10-year transportation plans, and they just rob the money, and it doesn't go to the highways. And so, you know, they're going to have to put some guarantees in there of some kind, if there are guarantees. At least that's what I expect them to have to do.
We need to take our final break on K-Man's In Focus. City Manager Ron Peer, Mayor Linda Morse joining us. When we come back, we actually have other things on the agenda. The roads have hijacked our conversations today. We'll be back with more In Focus in just a couple of moments.